Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are once again from the Rainbow Arena, bringing you a 15-round bout for the championship. It's a lovely evening, and we've had a wonderful turnout here at the largest stadium in the East. We can see many celebrities. The weather is fine, and a sellout gate is expected.
Okay, sucker. Who do you like, huh?
I like Murphy. You'll murder this other guy.
Ho, 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 my little pigeon. You like Murphy, eh?
Okay, now let me see. He's 3-1 underdog, so I'll give you even money.
You think you're kidding, but I'll take it.
Okay, what do you do? Do you find a gold mine or something, throwing your money away like that?
Just put up or shut up, Buster.
I'll put up. How much would you like to bet, Mr. Rockefeller?
Make it easy on yourself.
All right, $10?
What's the matter, you're frightened?
$15?
How about $20?
Oh, you must know something.
I know Murphy. He's trained for this fight, and he'll run through these 15 rounds like it was nothing.
Okay. You may have Murphy.
I got Murphy.
You got him all right. Don't worry. And may the best man win.
See you.
Now, come on, kid.
Get your left hand up, Murph.
Just pace yourself.
Move away from him.
15 rounds to go.
That's right.
You'll murder this guy. Don't you worry about nothing.
Don't you nothing.
He can't hurt you now. Remember that. Just keep in there. Keep your chin under your shoulder.
Right.
That's the way.
Throw the right.
That's the way. In there with the chin up.
Can't you hear me? Throw the right.
Now.
Well, that's the last one.
Good.
Honestly, I seem to have my hands in hot water all the time. Baby's laundry, dishes 3 times a day. Nope, not yet.
Not yet what?
Well, sooner or later, I'm bound to develop web foot hands.
Well, what do we do tonight?
Are you kidding? The same thing we do every week at this time. Sit and watch Ricky and Fred watching the fights on television. Oh, yeah. Gee, Ethel. Remember when we used to go to the movies on Ricky nights off?
Movies?
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, you know, it's sort of like television, except the screen is bigger and it's just one channel.
Oh. Hey, do you think we can talk the guys out of watching tonight?
Are you kidding? Tonight's the big fight.
Every week's the big fight.
Well, tonight's the big, big fight. Everybody's talking about it.
Oh, who's fighting?
I don't know. It's always the same. Rocky somebody versus kid something or other.
I gotta get out the corner and get some ginger ale.
Well, he sure was in a hurry.
Oh, they only allow him 1 minute between rounds.
Yeah.
You know, he's got himself trained so he can do anything in less than a minute.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, Ethel, what will we do tonight? Play cards?
Oh, I'm sick of cards.
Want to make some fudge?
Yeah, I'm sick of fudge.
Yeah. Well, we'll just have to sit here and listen to the homey sounds of cat calls and body blows.
Yep. Say, you know, Fred's going to miss that next round?
Well, he didn't expect to go down to the corner and get back here in time for the... Ethel, you know what?
What?
I'm revolting.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
I mean, this is a revolution. I am going to revolt. I'm tired of playing second fiddle to a television set. Ricky is my husband, and he is going to spend the evening talking to me, or else.
Fred, too. Or else what?
Or else I am going to find my evening's entertainment elsewhere without him. Come on.
Okay.
Ricky? Fred? Help! Fire!
Left.
Murder! That's very flattering. You think they'd notice me if I went around and stood in front of the set?
Boy, you were saved by the bell that time.
He's only playing possum. Wait till the next round, Murphy will murder him.
What next round? He won't be able to come out for the next round.
That's only the second round. Just have your dough ready after the 15th round is over.
I'll have my money ready. That's you just have
Fred. Fred.
Oh, hi, honey.
Oh, what is it, Ethel?
Ethel and I have decided that you have married us and not a television set.
What do you mean?
You know what we mean. We are sick and tired of sitting around for an hour and a half looking at each other while you look at this silly fight.
Oh, now, honey, you know that we watch the fights every week at the same time.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm standing right here. So am I.
Oh, no, no, well, honey, don't be
anything.
Silly. You know we watch the fights all the time. I want to see the
fights. I made a little bet with Red.
I got a little bet with Red.
Get out! Beat it! Beat it! Get out!
My goodness. Gee, I never heard Fred talk like that. Wow, you'd think they were fighting that fight themselves.
Well, what do you think we better do? Just forget about it?
No. They've got to be made to understand how we feel about this. From a safe distance, of course.
Now you're talking sense.
I know. We'll leave.
And never come back?
No, no. We'll get down at the corner and call up here.
What?
I'll disguise my voice and ask for me. And then when Ricky goes to get me to come to the phone, he'll find out I'm gone. And then they'll look for you and they'll find out that you're gone. Then they'll really start to worry about us.
Yeah.
Let's leave a note and tell them to drag the river for our bodies. Oh, Ethel, come on.
Good night, Ricky. Bye, Fred. Don't wait up for us. We may be out quite late. In fact, we may never come back.
Yeah. Come on, kid. Kid, go, kid. Kid.
Get away from him, Bert. Get away.
Get away from him. He'll have to leave town. Come on, boy. Come on.
That. Even the policeman. What a night to rob a bank.
Yeah.
Go ahead and call the boys.
Yeah.
Have you got a dime?
I didn't even bring my purse.
Oh, here's one.
Watch the fights.
Oh, fine. Now they won't even know we're out of the house. Well, come on, let's go home.
No. I refuse to go home and be ignored. How about going to the movies?
They won't even miss us.
Well, what's the difference? At least we'll get to go to the movies. Besides, after the movies are over, they'll miss us plenty.
That's right.
I think I'll call Mrs. Tremble and ask her to look in on little Ricky. Even if he cried, you know, they wouldn't even know the difference.
No.
Oh. I haven't got a dime.
Oh.
It's a nickel. I'll have to get change for this. Pardon me, could I have change for this, please? Pardon me, mister, could I have change for this, please? I'd like to make a phone call. We might as well be at home. We'll be so busy, I'll make the change myself.
Hey, officer.
What is it, Max?
Just caught this dame with a hand in the till.
Aha!
Oh, nothing. I was just trying to make some change.
Oh, sure.
That's right. She tried to get your attention, but you were busy watching television.
Well, it was a lucky thing I dropped in here tonight when I came off duty. You must be the two babes who are pulling all that stick-up stuff in this neighborhood.
Stick-up babes.
We'll see soon enough.
What are you gonna do?
We're gonna take you down to the station house, book you, and fingerprint you.
Oh!
Remember, Max, I got $10 on Mercy.
Oh, 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 look, a knockout!
A knockout? Who?
We gave him the slip coming up that alley.
Oh.
What a mess. All the things to happen. Heaven's sake. Oh. Well, what do you think our dear husbands are doing? Care to make any bets?
Oh, fine. We almost got arrested and put in jail, and they didn't even know we were out of that house.
The only way we'll ever get their attention is to put on trunks and fight each other at the garden. Nah, wouldn't matter.
Oh, don't fight it, Lucy. It's bigger than all four of us. All we can hope is that the set breaks down.
Hey, that's an idea.
Yes?
Yeah. We could go up on the roof, find the wire that connects with our television set, and...
You mean go up there and cut the wire?
Yeah.
Well, we don't even know which wire it is. Wouldn't it be easier to fight each other at the garden?
And
still another. Now he crosses with the right. Oh, gee, I forgot there were this many wires up here.
I wonder how we'll ever find out which one is ours.
It's gonna be kind of hard to tell which one's which.
Well, guess I'll just have to cut them all.
No!
I'm only kidding. We'll find the right one.
My gosh, a big building like this sure has a lot of wires running around it, doesn't it?
I'll say.
Oh, I think it's that one right there. See,
which
look,
one?
That one, that big one right over there.
Oh, no, that's connected to that building across the alley.
No, no, look where it comes from, see? Look, that's it, that big one right there.
No, I don't think so, Lucy. I think it's this little one.
No, I think it's this big one.
No, I think it's this little one.
I think it's the medium-sized one.
You do? Well, I don't know why. Ah!
All right, you two, put up your hands.
Now, look, officer, I was just gonna cut this wire.
Yeah, I know how you work. You cut the wire, the whole place goes dark, and you clean out the entire building.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Listen, I happen to own this building.
Yes, and I'm J. Edgar Hoover. Hold out your hands. I'm not taking any chances on you two getting away this time.
Now, look, officer, I live in this building, and I was just going to cut this wire so that our television set would go off so that our husbands wouldn't be able to watch the fight.
Yeah, it didn't have anything to do with the light.
No!
Your wrists, please.
Now, look, I'll prove it. This is the wire I was going to cut, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm still holding it, right?
Right.
Okay.
Throw a left, will you, Mark?
Help! We're being arrested! Help!
Boy. Hey, did I just hear Lucy call me?
I don't think so.
Lucy, did you call me? Lucy?
No,
I guess not. Listen, how about that eighth round, eh? This fight will never go the distance.
Oh, yeah? Do you want to put your money where your mouth is?
You're darn right, huh? Come on, $5 more?
Okay.
Okay, you got a bet.
Quiet. I'll do the talking. Well, Sarge, I finally got hold of the two dames that are doing all that stick-up work on my beat.
Good work. I'd know those two faces anywhere. Pickpocket Pearl and Sticky Fingers Sal.
Really?
What'd you get them for?
Attempted robbery, resisting arrest, escaping an officer, prowling, possessing a deadly weapon, and destruction of private property.
Yeah. You probably been here 20 years for this. And I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't get a promotion.
Oh, thank you, Sarge.
Now, look, officer, I can explain. You see,
I'll do the talking, Sticky Fingers.
I'm not Sticky Fingers.
Look, I know who you are. Why don't you admit it? Why, I've seen your faces on wanted posters 100 times.
You have not.
I have, too. I never forget a face, do I?
Never.
Yeah. The only difference is you used to be a brunette, didn't you? Dyed your hair.
A lot you know. My hair is naturally red.
Yeah.
Isn't it, Ethel? Look, Lucy, let's not add perjury to our other charges. Well, I might have expected something like that from you, Pickpocket Pearl.
Aha!
Oh, aha yourself. I can clear this up in a minute. Will you let me use your phone?
Don't touch it. I wouldn't trust it in your hands. What's your mouthpiece's number?
Mouthpiece? My husband's number is Marie Hill 59975. He'll come down here and straighten you out in a minute.
Yeah, it's busy.
Busy? Oh, the phone must still be off the hook.
Yes.
Yeah, well, now I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Pardon me, Sarge. Do you need me anymore? What? I'm off duty.
Well, what's your hurry?
Well, I would like to see the end of that fight.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Thank you, Sarge.
Wait! Ah! What's the matter? What's the matter? Where'd everybody go?
What are you trying to do? Be funny or something?
No. Just thinking, officer, if you would go to my apartment, that's 3B in the building where you arrested us, and tell our husbands that we're here.
Well,
They're looking at the fight. You can see it there.
Why not?
Okay.
Now, do you mind if I book you, Sticky Fingers?
I am not Sticky Fingers. Now, I'll tell you who I am. Have you ever heard of Ricky Ricardo?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't recognize you, Mr. Ricardo. I've heard you sing Babaloo many times.
I am not Mr. Ricardo. I am his wife.
Have you got any identification to prove it?
Identification? Well, I certainly didn't think I need my purse up on that roof.
Oh, no identification, huh?
Well, now, wait a minute. We can identify ourselves.
We can?
Sure.
Well?
I'd like you to meet my friend Ethel Mertz.
How do you do?
Yeah, how do you do?
And I'd like for you to meet my friend Lucy Ricardo. How do you do?
Now, wait a minute! That doesn't prove anything.
Well, it proves who we are. Now, who are you?
Who am I?
Don't you know?
I'm Sergeant Nelson.
How do we know that?
Because I say so.
Well, that isn't enough. Do you have any identification?
My word is my identification.
Well, then that's good enough for all three of us. So it's settled. I'm Lucy Ricardo, this is Ethel Mertz, and you're Sergeant Nelson. Yeah.
How do you do?
How do you... Now cut that off!
Why would we believe you if you don't believe us?
I'll show you why. I've got some posters here with your pictures on it.
You have not.
Oh, yes, I have, Sticky Fingers.
And don't call me Sticky Fingers!
That last round was a pip.
Oh, boy. Two more rounds. I don't see how either one of them is still standing up.
What a fight. What a fight.
The blows that have been landed have been hard, fast, and there have been literally hundreds of them. The referee hasn't had a situation once during this entire fight.
He's down!
Stop!
Breathe!
Abbott.
He's up! Come on, get to him, Fred. Get it to him, kid. Come on. En la panza, en la panza. Come on, get it to him.
Stay away from him.
Not him on.
I can't find your picture here, but I've got a report on you. See. Yeah, here it is. Sticky Fingers Sal and Pickpocket Pearl, arrested June 9th, 1952. Sentenced and committed May 12th, 1953. Now serving 10 years at the state prison farm. Ah, how about that? Now serving 10 years!
I've been telling you that you were making a big mistake. Now look, my husband is Ricky Ricardo, the orchestra leader. And my husband is... Her husband is Ricky Ricardo, the orchestra leader.
Well...
If you want to prove it, call that number again. The policeman should be there by now. Say, this was such a stubborn man. My wife. He just goes on and on.
Give it to him.
Oh, hello, Sarge.
Well?
It's like she said. The two of them are watching television.
Oh, no. Is one of them Ricky Ricardo?
Yeah, that's him, all right.
Yeah, hold on. I'm sorry, you can go.
Oh, we can go. Well, you haven't heard the last of this.
Jenkins, you idiot!
Now, wait a minute, Sarge. Don't get excited. I can get out without them ever knowing I've been here.
What?
I know it sounds crazy. I'll explain it to you when I get down there. I'll be right over.
Oh, dear. An earthquake wouldn't drag him away from that set. Say, how much do you think that cop told him? Do you think they'll be mad at us? Listen, if they are, our only chance is to be just as mad right back at them. This whole thing wouldn't have happened if they hadn't been so wrapped up in their silly fight.
That's right.
Now remember, we're going to be mad at them. They make me sick.
Another left. And a right. And
he's down! He's down! One, two, three!
Get up, Murphy!
Four!
Get up!
Five!
He didn't hit you!
Somebody hit him! Eight! Nine! Ten!
Give me my money.
I'll pay you, but I think I got a short count.
Never mind. Come on, let's get a sandwich, will you?
You're a bum, Murphy!
Come on! Ah, here they are, Fred. The two most wonderful wives in the whole world.
Huh?
What a couple of dolls.
Yes.
Dolls?
Certainly. Who else has such wonderful wives? You knew that we wanted to watch the fights, so you stay right here in the kitchen and didn't bother us once.
Ah, honey.
Frank Nelson, the policeman by Alan Jenkins, and the counterman by Larry Dobkin. Production.
Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time. This is the CBS Television Network.